Title: Folder Hygiene for Samples Masterclass in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate, Drum and Bass Workflow. All right, welcome in. Today we're doing something that doesn't sound glamorous, but it's one of the biggest skill multipliers in drum and bass, folder hygiene for samples in Ableton Live 12. Because here's the truth. If you make DNB seriously, your sample library isn't just storage, it's part of your sound. And if it's chaotic, if it's new folder 12, duplicate breaks, mystery one-shots, random exports called final two, you lose time, your sessions feel heavy, and your decisions get worse. Not because you forgot how to write drums, because you can't get to the right sounds fast enough to stay in flow. So the goal of this masterclass is simple: build a DNB-focused organization system that works with Ableton Live 12 browser, places, search, and collection so that you can open a session and be building a drum groove in under 2 minutes. And yes, that is absolutely realistic when your library is tight. Let's set the foundation. First concept: you want two libraries, not one. You're going to separate your sample world into two parts. One is RAW. That's everything you've collected over time. Messy is allowed. It's archived. It's a digging zone. The second is curated. That's only battle-tested sounds you actually use in tracks. And here's the rule that changes everything: you only produce from curated. Raw is for digging, not for daily decision-making. This matters massively in DNB because DNB drums are about iteration speed, quick kick and snare choices, fast break layering, hats and shuffles that lock a groove without you overthinking it. If your daily library is bloated, you start auditioning instead of building, and that's how a 2-hour session turns into 40 minutes of scrolling and no drop written. Okay, step 1. Build a DNB first folder structure. Make a folder on your fastest drive, SSD'd if possible. Name it something obvious like samples curated DNB. Inside that, we're going to build categories that reflect DNB decisions. You'll have drums, bass, FX, music, and project exports. Inside drums, you'll break things down into kicks with subfolders like clean, punchy, distorted, subby, snares split into clean, crack, body, and rim or clap layers, hats split into closed, open, and shuffles, perk with toms, rides, shakers, follies. Then a breaks and loops folder that has actual break taxonomy, amen, think, funky drummer, other breaks, and a dedicated top loops 170 to 175 folder. Also fills and rolls and drum rack assets. This isn't just tidiness for its own sake. This is DNB-specific logic. Breaks need their own system because they're a constant ingredient, and you don't want them buried in generic loops. Snares need crack versus body because layering is the game. Hats need shuffles because micro timing and rolling momentum is half the groove. Now, step 2. Standardize naming so search actually works. I want you to treat your library like a database, not a pile of files. The goal is, you should be able to answer what is this sound, without auditioning it. Here is a naming format that works really well for DNB. Type, descriptor, key if it's tonal, BPM if it's a loop, source or pack name, and a version number. So instead of snare final 3, you get something like snare crack bright pack name V1, or snare body warm pack name V2. For kicks, kick punchy short pack name V1. For breaks, break MN 172 BPM dry 01. For top loops, top loop shuffle 174 BPM swing 5501. Two quick rules here. Rule 1. Never use words like final, new, use this, or anything you'll regret reading later. Use version numbers, V1, V2, V3, and clear descriptors. Rule 2. Your descriptors should map to mix decisions. Words like short or long, dry or roomy, soft or hard, bright or dark, clean or dirty. If a sample can't be described in two adjectives, it's not curated yet. Now step 3, duplicates and dead weight, without deleting history. You do not need to delete your old packs immediately. That's how people panic and break old projects. Instead, keep your raw library as samples RAW archive. When you find a winner, copy it into curated. And if you need to declutter raw, you can make two safety nets, a to sort folder and a trash review folder. So you're not deleting, you're staging. Think like a DNB producer. Your curated library should be small and lethal, not endless. Step 4. Add your curated folder to Ableton Live 12 Places. Open Live 12. Open the browser. Go to Places. Add folder. Choose Samples Curated DNB. Now you have one-click access in every project. Small coaching note: keep Places clean. Don't add 20 folders and recreate the same mess inside Ableton. Pin this near the top and treat it like your daily driver. Step 5. collections. Use them like a producer, not a hoarder. Collections are not another place to dump everything. Collections are best of tags. Create a few that match D&B reality. One called D&B Core. That's your most used kicks, snares, hats, and maybe a couple of breaks. Then maybe rollers for tight hats, clean snares, controlled subs, heavy for distorted snares, slam kicks, neuro clanks, jungle for breaks, ragavox chops, classic stabs, atmos for drones, textures, vinyl noise. And here's the workflow that keeps collections meaningful. When you've used a sound in two or more tracks, tag it into D&B Core. If it's sick but niche, tag it into a style collection like heavy or jungle. And the guardrail, if your D&B Core has 300 snares, it is not core. Core should feel like a short menu, not a phone book. Now step 6, build a D&B Core kit drum rack template that references your hygiene. Create a new MIDI track and drop in drum rack. Map it in a classic D&B layout so your fingers and your brain always know where stuff is. C1 is kick, D1 is your main snare, E1 is clap or rim layer, F-sharp 1 is closed hat, A-sharp 1 is open hat, C2 to D2 for percussion, F2 for ride, G2 for crash or impact, A2 for a fill hit or snare roll one shot. Now make it mix ready with stock devices, because the point is consistency. On the kick pad, add EQ 8 to cut mod around 200 to 400 if needed. Add saturator with soft clip on, just a touch of drive for density. Then glue compressor for tiny gain reduction, 1 to 2 dB, just to make the kick behave consistently. On the main snare pad, add drum bus. Be careful with boom. In D&B, you often don't want sub on the snare. You want punch and attitude. Then EQ8, body around 180 to 240 if needed, crack often somewhere in 2 to 4.5K, and a bit of air around 8 to 12K. Then saturator again, medium drive, soft clip on. For hats, either group them inside the rack or send them to a return. High pass with auto filter, compress fast to tighten, and use utility to keep the low end mostly mono. Hats should not be wide and messy in the low mids. Save this rack into your user library as something like D&B Core Drum Rack. This is where folder hygiene becomes muscle memory. Because you aren't building a drum rack, you're loading your instrument. Step 7. Break management as an actual system. Breaks are a time trap if you keep redoing prep. So first, store breaks in clear places. Drums, breaks and loops. Then amen, think, and so on. Second, keep each favorite break in multiple states. At minimum, a dry original and one processed version you love, like crunch or air or tape. Optionally, a chopped version, either as a rack or consolidated hits. If you want to go advanced, store them as ARIG, tops, and chops. ARIG is unaltered. Tops is high-passed and brightened, ready to layer instantly. Chops is the sliced rack. Now the quick Ableton workflow for breaks. Drop the break audio into arrangement. Set warp mode to beats. Choose a transient mode like transient or 1/16 depending on the break and the feel. Adjust the envelope to tighten the hits. Then right-click and slice a new MIDI track using a drum rack slicing preset. Now save that resulting rack into drums, drum rack assets, break chops. You've just turned a break into a reusable instrument, and you did it without making a mess. Step 8. Curate while you produce. The 60-second rule. When you're mid-track and you find a great sound that actually works in context, give yourself 60 seconds. Rename it properly if it's yours. Copy it into curated. Tag it into a collection, like D&B Core or Heavy. That's it. This one habit means your library improves every session, instead of becoming a dreaded weekend chore. Now a super useful add-on. Create a parking lot inside curated, because sometimes you find something good, but it hasn't earned its way into the main folders yet. Inside samples curated D&B, create an inbox folder, a quarantine folder for things that need trimming or renaming, and a to-delete folder that you review monthly. Workflow is simple. New finds go to inbox. Only move them into drums, bass, effects, or music once they're trimmed, named, and used in a project. That keeps momentum high without trashing your structure. Quick prep checklist for one-shots, because intermediate producers lose tons of time here. Trim the start so the transient hits immediately. Add a micro fade in, 1 to 3 milliseconds only if there's a click. Fade the tail so it doesn't ring forever unless it's meant to. Consolidate and export. When your one-shots are consistent, every kick and snare behaves predictably on pads. That's speed. Step 9. Arrangement-ready organization. In your curated library, keep project exports and inside it, drum bounces. Bounce 8-bar loops like tops only and full kit. Name them clearly. Drum loop roller 174 BPM tops only V1. and Drumloop Roller 174 BPM Full Kit V1. Why this helps: you can build A and B sections fast. A is tight drums, tops only, minimal ghosts. B is full drums, extra rides, fills, heavier snare layer. Drop bounces into arrangement and you're structuring the track instantly. On your drum bus, stay sensible. Glue compressor for cohesiveness. Limiter as protection, not to crush your groove. Utility for mono management, especially low end. Before we wrap, let's hit common mistakes so you don't quietly sabotage yourself. Mistake 1. 1 mega folder called samples. You'll search less effectively and default to the same 10 sounds because it's tiring to explore. Mistake 2. Keeping everything just in case. That creates the illusion of options, but it kills output. You audition 80 snares and finish no tracks. Mistake 3. No separation between raw and curated. Then every writing session becomes a dig session. Mistake 4. Inconsistent naming. Predictable names make Ableton search and your brain work together. Mistake 5. Curating based on solo listening. In DNB, drums must survive in context with bass and tops. A snare that sounds massive alone might disappear once the bass comes in. Curate winners that hold up in a mix. Now a few pro tips for darker, heavier DNB. Create a damage layers folder inside your snare layer area. Short metallic hits, noisy claps, fully snaps. Layer them quietly under the snare, and you get industrial bite without turning the whole top end into white noise. Print your distortion. Build a neuro snare chain with saturator, maybe roar if you use it, then EQ 8 to tame fizz around 7 to 12k. Bounce it into your exports with a clear name and version. Keep a dedicated top loops 170 to 175 folder with only tops only loops. That's instant roll energy. And practice mono discipline. Heavy DNB with sloppy stereo lows loses power. Use utility and keep low-end elements centered. If you need to, do mid-side control with EQ 8. But the philosophy is simple. Power lives in the middle down low. Also, keep a small dark Atmos micro library, 20 to 50 textures max. If it gets bigger, you start scrolling instead of writing. Now let's lock this in with a mini practice exercise you can actually do today in about 20 minutes. Create the curated DNB drum folders exactly as described. Choose 5 punchy, clean kicks. This audio version is shortened for playback.